Still showing 159 according to the computer. Okay.
So now I'm recording to the cloud.
Okay, good.
2 o'clock.
All right. Well, I see it is now 2 o'clock according to my computer. So I think we're ready to commence. So welcome everybody. So I'll go ahead and I call this special meeting of the Cambria Community Services District Board of Directors. I call this meeting to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Osana, if you may have the flag. Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I see that we have all five directors present, so we have a quorum, and staff present right now are John Weigold, Ray D'Enzo, and Chief Hollingsworth. Council Tim Carmel. So welcome everybody, and welcome to everybody that's out there in the audience. I'll speak to you all later in a minute here. I see people are still coming in. So what we will do is we will take the public comment after we have only the single agenda item, and so we will take public comment after the item has been presented and you've heard the report from Mr. D'Enzo. At that point, we'll have a short period of questions for clarification from board members, and after that, we will have public comment. So commencing then, now presently item 3A is on the consent agenda. This was an oversight and it does need to be pulled. With any director request, I see a request by two directors, Vice President Dean and Director Gray, both requesting that we pull this item. So the item is now off the consent agenda. Yes, Director Dean, I see your hand is still up. Are you frozen? I think maybe you're frozen. I think there she is. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, my screen was frozen. I'm sorry. We need to pull that item, yes. 3A, for discussion.
Thank you. So the item is so pulled. And now we're commencing then with item 3A, which is no longer on the consent agenda. So, Director, General Manager Weigold, if you'd please commence the presentation. The floor is yours.
Yes, President Howell. Agenda item 3A is consideration of adoption of resolution 56-2021, finding that an emergency exists within the district and authorizing the general manager to execute a contract with Hartzell Construction and take other necessary actions for the emergency San Simeon transmission water main repair project without a competitive solicitation of bids pursuant to Public Contracts Code section 20168. Staff recommends that the board consider adoption of this resolution, finding that an emergency exists within the district and waiving competitive bidding requirements and authorizing the general manager to execute the contract and take other necessary actions for the emergency repair project. So as background, last Thursday, we had a rupture in our main transmission line that supplies all the San Simeon wells. This action required us to divert all the water for Cambria to come from the Santa Rosa Creek well. That's a single well with a single pump. So it's obviously puts us in a precarious position, because if anything were to happen in any part of that system at Santa Rosa, we'd have literally no backup. So we come to the board to request emergency action here so that we can facilitate repair of the San Simeon line. From a financial standpoint, we're estimating the cost between $300,000 and $400,000. We think that's going to be on the lower end, but because this is in a significant marsh and wetlands area, that due to the rains, we really don't know from a manual labor standpoint. That's the variable here in the cost. The we don't have a fixed bid yet from the contractor. But we know the materials are upwards of about $140,000. We've taken some emergency actions on our own among the staff to get the pipe delivered, pending board decision. And the contractor really is working with us well. This is the same contractor we worked with on the pedestrian bridge project. So they've actually taken some risk getting that pipe for us on their own dime. With the plan that we'll be going ahead with this, so we feel very comfortable with this contractor. They are interested in a long term relationship with us, and they're really helping us out a great deal here. We'll have a presentation by the district engineer Ray D'Enzo, and. So I would like to turn that over to him now to talk a little bit about where we are with the current situation, and then where we plan to go for the board's consideration. So, pending your questions, I'll turn it over to the district engineer.
Thank you, Jim Weigelt. Yes, Mr. D'Enzo, please go ahead.
Thank you, President Howell. Let me share my screen, if I may. Okay, so on your screen right now should be a little picture with some bullet points. So as GM Weigelt summarized, we had a water transmission main break. It was reported Thursday morning on 12/23/21. Prior to the main break, the conditions are rainy. Were rainy. It was raining the day before. We had over an inch and a half of rain prior to this main break, and during the main break, we had another inch of rain happen during that day. So this particular area is in a marsh slash wetland area. And on normal conditions, it would be wet or damp at best. Even during the summer, even during the summertime, it's not completely dry. The condition presently, it's almost like a lake. It feels like a lake. I actually walked that area, and then, you know, I was up to my knees in water as I was walking up to that site. As you can see the picture there on your screen, that was what the gusher looked like. So luckily for us, it was noticeable. It was noticed right away by State Park staff when they were doing their rounds with the pump house nearby, and they were able to report to staff, and staff was able to respond right away. Staff responded by isolating the break. One of the things that we had to determine was that it wasn't the sewer effluent line, because there is a sewer effluent line that's also in the similar environment there. But they determined that it was a water line, and we were able to isolate the break by locating the shutoff valves to shut off the water right now. And not only did we shut off the water, but we also shut off the San Simeon well pumps as well. So there's no more water pumping through that line. Any kind of residual water that was draining from the line should have been drained by now. So right now there is no water flowing from that break. As this was happening, we also called a couple of contractors to help us develop solutions for this. Typically, our staff is able to work on repairs for water service leaks and such and small breaks like that, but not for water main breaks. And so we called a couple of contractors, and Hartzell Construction responded to our aid and helped us develop some solutions to help fix the problem. Right away, we determined that machinery, heavy machinery, cannot be driven into that marsh area. A backhoe into that area would be, it would get stuck right away. And not only that, if we were to start trenching in that area, the amount of water that's there, the trench would be unstable. It would put harm to staff and construction workers that would work on that problem. So right away, we needed to find out and develop other solutions than actually going down there and trenching and fixing the repair directly. And the solution that we developed was we would do a bypass, and I'll show you a picture of that in a second here, but develop a bypass using HDPE, which is high density polyethylene pipe. This is it's a very strong pipe. The type of pipe that we're going to use for this is what's called a DR11, which is in a nutshell, it's a very thick walled pipe. It's about an inch thick. And it's very sturdy, UV resistant, and it has really good, and it's smooth interior, low capacity, low friction losses, and all of that, which would give us really good hydraulic capacity. But before we did more things, developed more solutions and move forward with the project, we notified all the regulatory agencies, spoke on the phone with state park staff right around during this time as all of this was happening. And we also sent notifications to Coastal, to the county, and to the regional board to let them know of the situation. So we are still in contact with them as we are moving forward with this project. I'll show you right now a picture of just the lay of the land, and this figure is in your board packet. So as you can see, there's this green dot is the approximate location of the water main break. So the way, it's our water line, it's a 14 inch water main that goes right down this, which is called Exotic Gardens Street. And then it continues on through the wetland, and then it connects to this pedestrian bridge. And then it also provides water to the campground, and it also, and it delivers water from the San Simeon well, which is off of the screen here to the north. So the solution is going to be an overland bypass of a 12-inch HDPE. And what I mean by overland, the pipe is going to be just laying right on top of the wetland. It's not going to be trenched or anything like that. It's going to be laid right on top of it. And we're going to use a construction method called fusion welding. The advantage of this is that the HDPE will essentially be one continuous pipe. There's going to be no joints or anything like that would allow water to come in or allow any kind of breaks in the future. But that's the solution is it's going to be to overlay this right on top of the wetland, and it's going to follow this alignment as shown on this figure. It's going to hug the highway one a little bit, and then it's going to follow that. There's like a little access road from the parking lot of that Washburn day use area and connect with the existing water main right here near the pedestrian bridge. So that's going to be one of the points of connection. The other point of connection is going to be it's near its cul-de-sac right by the Dow facility there. And it's going to meet up with our existing water main there. So those are going to be the points of connection. The staging area will be in this parking lot there in the Washburn Bay Use area. So right now, we were able to procure the pipeline. I'll explain that in a second. But that's where the fusion activities are going to take place, and they're going to pull pipe this way and then pull pipe this way to make the points of connection. So that, in a nutshell, is the is an overview of the project. So a couple of things before your questions, I'm sure you have. We've developed a scope of work because state parks, it's on state parks property. And in order for us to get an emergency right of entry, we had to develop a scope of work. And this was the solution that we presented to them. And they've accepted our scope of work. So we propose to move forward with it. The other thing that we also did was we procured material commitments. And what I mean by that was, as you know, there is a shortage of material, of pipe material. So we had to make calls. Our contractor helped us with this. They made calls to different suppliers. There was a possibility that we needed that we had to settle for a smaller diameter pipe, which there was a lower tolerance, but it's a good thing we were able to find the 12 inch, because the 12 inch is really what I would want for this particular application. So we were able to find a 12 inch, and because they were able to locate the material and the amount of material that we needed, we had to move forward right away and get commitments. So that's why we ordered it, even though we don't have a contract with the contractor yet, but the contractor ordered it on good faith, picked it up. And right now it is sitting in that Washburn parking lot area. So with the hopes as a result of the special board meeting, that it would be approved and that we can move forward with the construction. And like I mentioned, we're using the HDPE fusion welding method. The estimated construction time for this project is going to be about 2 weeks, pending on weather conditions as well. The contractor, it's more than just, assembling the pipe and doing the construction. The actual construction part, there's also the whole pressure testing and disinfection before we put anything into service. All of that also takes time, as we need 24 hours of contact time with the chlorine disinfection. And then after that, we would need to dispose of that water, and we can't dispose of that water in that wetland area. So there's a possibility we would need to truck out that water, which would add to the construction time. And that's why this construction time is estimated at 2 weeks. But if everything goes well, I'm hoping that it would be sooner than that. That's about as optimistic as I'll get with this project at the moment. This is a necessary project. The good thing about it, though it is a temporary solution, the type of construction method and the type of materials that we're choosing for this project is meant to last a long time, even though it is a temporary project, which we hope to move forward with a permanent project after we completed the fix. So that's that in a nutshell is the overview of the project. That ends my presentation. And if you have any other questions, I'm welcome to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. D'Anzo. So first we'll go to the board for questions, clarification, but let's not debate yet, just questions and clarification. So I see two hands. So Director Farmer followed by Director Steidel.
Thank you, President Howell. Thank you very much, Ray. First, I want to acknowledge that Ray obviously, with this event taking place just prior to the Christmas holiday, that Ray has done a considerable amount of work in addressing this issue at a time when he could have been spending quality time with his family. Hope he's able to do that. I have a couple of questions, Ray. First off, you were talking about needing to obtain an emergency permit from state parks to go into that area. So have you been able to do that?
Yes, we have the official signed right of entry.
Okay. And a couple of questions. Another question that people have asked me with regard to this non-competitive bid. You mentioned that you contacted other contractors other than Hartzell. What type of feedback did you get from them? What type of interaction did you have with them that caused you to ultimately go with Hartzell as opposed to someone else?
So Hartzell Construction is the contractor, the same contractor that did our pedestrian bridge waterline project. So we've already had a good working relationship with them. And we've actually talked about an HDPE solution as a possible solution, even for the waterline project on Santa Rosa pedestrian bridge, which we ended up not doing. But it was something that, they are definitely familiar with, a construction method that they're familiar with. And the fact that they responded and get, when this happened, I'm making phone calls, is what I'm doing. So I called one contractor who I won't mention, and then I called Hartzell, and then they responded right away. And so they were able to get on site, get out there, and with a lot of credit to Jim Green too and his staff, they were able to respond right away and develop solutions with the contractor out in the field. So all of this was happening, and we, in a nutshell, they responded to us right away, and we have a good past working relationship with them, and they are interested in continuing to work long term with us with other projects. So it's not like it's a one and done kind of a situation, but this one we felt that there was trust there. And there's nothing. I don't have a part of a business in Hartzell Construction or anything like that. But so there's nothing like that going on, other than we've had a good working relationship with them, and they've done good work for us.
Well, thank you, Raj. Like I said, people have approached me about this particular no bid situation. That's why I asked you the question. So thank you very much, and all the best. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. D'Enzo. So, Director Steidel.
Thank you, President Howell. Mr. D'Enzo, you had indicated that there was the chlorine treatment that had a 24-hour contact requirement, and then it would need to be trucked out. Would that trucking be part of the overall cost of the contract we have with Hartzell, or are we going to have that as an additional cost that we would have to contract for separately?
No, it would be part of the job. The way it would work is we would set up the contract with Hartzell and whatever subcontractor they need to get with them, they would do it. But we're, that's a possibility. We're still developing solutions on how to dispose of that chlorine disinfection, but that is a possibility.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to second Director Farmer's references to the time that you probably did not have an opportunity to spend with your family over this holiday, and what amounts to a significant amount of work that's obviously had to be put in to put all of this into place and to react for the community as a whole. So thank you for giving it for us in the community over a holiday and missing it from your family. Thank you.
Yes.
I was able to finish the work in time for Christmas dinner, so.
Oh, that's good to know. But yes, let me echo speak for the board as a whole. Many thanks to you and all of the crew that were out there working in the rain. And the whole community, I'm sure, really appreciates that. At any rate, oh, I see Director Gray, your hand is up.
Oh, thank you, President Howell. And again, thank you, Ray, for all the hard work you've already done, because it's well along to getting this thing remedied now, thanks to your efforts. I had a question about the comparison. This is also something that comes up in commentary around here about competitive bidding, the standard competitive bidding process. What is the time frame? You gave a time frame of up to 2 weeks for this job to be done. What would be the comparable time frame under the standard competitive bidding process?
Yeah, please go ahead, Mr. D'Anzo.
Yes, good. That's a very good question. And from start to finish, it would be about a 6-month process, only because in order to have an appropriate competitive bid, we would need to develop a design for the project. And I'm ignoring the fact that, you know, there's all of these environmental analysis that would need to be done prior to the design. So assuming all of that was already obtained, a design would need to be done. And then once the design is done, there's plans and specs that would be associated with that design. And then the bidding process would start. If all the permits were already in hand, which again, that's a big iffy, which, you know, in this case, we wouldn't have it. It would be, you know, about a 6-month process, you know, or you could even reduce it to a 3-month if everything went really quickly. But yes, it's, you know, under a normal circumstance, it would still take a while, especially in this area, in the coastal zone, and specifically in that wetland marsh area.
Thank you, Mr. D'Anzo. Any further questions from the board? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the public. So before we begin, let me also announce to the public, let me let everybody know who's here. So I'm gonna read off the names, and while you guys in the public are thinking, do raise your hands. So I'm just gonna call them out here. We have Clyde, Alan Dean, Crosby and Laura Swartz, Dee Dee Basil, Elizabeth Bettenhausen, James Green, Michael Calderwood, and Tina Dickinson. So welcome to all of you who have taken your time out of your day to join us in this meeting. So calling now for public comment. Let me see. And I need to let you also know, when you comment, we will bring you in as a temporary panelist. And if you don't want to be visible, you can turn off your camera. So here is the call now for public comment. I'm not seeing anything right now. I'll give you just a minute to get your courage up if you wish to speak. Okay, going once, going twice. Oh, I see. Okay, Tina Dickinson, please go ahead. Let Osana bring you in.
You have to accept the okay, there we go. Go ahead, Tina.
Welcome, Tina.
Unmute yourself, please.
Oh, still muted.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Excellent, thank you, Tina.
Thank you, President Howell. I would like to say that, as I expressed on Nextdoor, that this happened at a very, any time is always bad, but for it to be happening so close to Christmas, and for staff to have to be spending the holidays working on this, was a very tough time indeed. However, there are a couple of things that have not been addressed that are really quite bothersome. And that is that Mr. Clydehorn, Susan Johnson, who owns the schoolhouse, and Leslie Richards, none of whom, as of this morning, had been notified that their water supply was no longer during this issue. I had read where from the general manager that they were to be notified. I spoke to each one of them this morning. I had a written permission to go to Ms. Johnson's schoolhouse and look on her door to see if a notice was posted, to look in her mailbox to see if there was something from the district to let her know. She's received no text or phone call Mr. Warren had not heard, and neither had Leslie Richards, who's a tenant along there. So I saw her out on Sesame Creek Road today. Also, I would like to know from Mr. D'Anzo and or the general manager what the cost is per foot for the piping, the HDPE DR11, because I have checked with another company to find out what that exact piping cost per foot. And so I have that figure, and I will be comparing it very closely with whatever figure maybe just Mr. D'Anzo or Mr. Weigel already have. We need to know. You may be shaking your head, Director Steidel, but I oversee a lot. You guys, you're supposed to be overseeing staff. It's our money that is being used to spend on this project. I want to thank Mr. D'Anzo for looking at a very good product for the piping. It is about the best that you could possibly get. And that pleases me that we're getting a quality product. I do think we could have had much more feedback from other contractors. And the fact that Mr. D'Anzo says there's more work coming up ahead, and it sounds as if Hartzell is going to get that work without any more bids going out for either work beyond the work that's going to be done for this project. That's troubling. So I thank you for everything that has been done, but I think there's some things that need to be done that have not been addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dickinson. We'll hold questions until we finish public comment, and then if Mr. D'Anzo feels that he can answer those and it's appropriate at this time, we'll have him do that. So again, I'm calling for any further public comment. Again, I see none. I'll give it another minute. Going once, going twice. Okay, third time. So we have no further comments. So Mr. D'Anzo, is there any part of the question that you would be able to answer at this time?
Yes, there will be an accounting for all the pipe, all of the material costs for this. I saw a quick screenshot of the material costs, but one of the good things though about all the piping that we ordered, the supplier said that if we don't use any of the pipe, we can bring it back. So that was that the idea was we needed to procure the pipe right away, and I understand that there's a standard pricing for pipe nationwide. The problem is that getting the supplier to finding a supplier that actually has it in stock and can deliver it in a timely manner. So I understand all of those concerns, and we will have an accounting of all of the all the materials in the end, because we aren't necessarily going to use all of the materials.
Thank you, Mr. D'Anzo. I do see another member of the public has a hand raised, so I will go ahead and take that comment. So, Osana, would you please bring Clyde in?
Sure. There you go. Go ahead, Clyde. Uh-huh. You have to accept
the
motion.
I'm not seeing him yet.
Yeah. Okay, there. Unmute yourself, please, Clyde. You were unmuted.
There we go. Welcome, Clyde.
Still muted.
Yep, still muted. Yeah, he is. Clyde, are you able to unmute yourself?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes. Excellent. Thank you. Welcome.
Okay. Yeah, this is my first. Anyway, I had Tom check our water tank last night, and it's dry. And I was wondering if you guys got a potable water truck to fill the tank.
Okay. I think that is a good question. I think let me. this has to do with all of these San Simeon, the users on San Simeon Creek. So perhaps, Mr. D'Azzo, could you comment about that and address Mr. Clyde's problem here? I presume this is Clyde Warren we're talking about.
Right.
Thank you, Clyde. Okay. So anything else that you wish to say before I turn it back to Ray?
No, we just need to get this lined out where I get some water to my up here in the water tank.
Seems like a good idea. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Yes, Mr. D'Azzo, perhaps you could address that.
Yes. I apologize for that, Clyde. We don't have a good way to be because the well pumps, we don't have what's called variable frequency drive control for the well pumps. It's 400 gallons per minute or nothing. The fact that we can isolate the valve means that it doesn't help our system to put 400 gallons per minute. But what we are trying to do is we are trying to procure a temporary tank and a pump so that we could service the park and for your home and for the schoolhouse with water. And we hope to have that Thursday afternoon. I apologize, it's not any sooner. If your place needs some drinking water right now, we could send some drinking water over there. Thursday afternoon is when we will install the temporary tank and pump.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I presume if there's further that you folks can be in touch as need be as time progresses. And I guess the other issue, if I might suggest, that we be sure that we keep all those San Simeon users kind of informed so that they know what to expect. I think your words, Mr. D'Azzo, are good to give some ETA as far as the is that tank. Very good. Okay, last call for public comment. One more time. Okay.
I have a written comment.
Righto. Let's do the written comment. Thank you, Asana.
Okay. And this is from Gordon Heinrichs. And he says, the existing 14-inch pipe made of steel pipe that has a rougher surface 120 C factor is about 14 inch inside diameter pipe. The proposed 12 inch HDPE pipe rated DR11 is a soother 150 C factor that has about 10.29 inches inside diameter size. This is not an equal resistance for flow as stated above to the 14 inch steel pipe. The pump motor will have higher HP that may exceed the existing motor capability, and the pump curve may not be able to meet the existing flow requirements. It seems that a larger 16-inch DR11 with a 12.9-inch inside diameter will be an equal with the smoother HDPE material. Suggest we go to get another bid price for this system that will be found to be more expensive than the budgeted estimated cost of the emergency repair of $300,000 to $400,000 that hard cell construction has provided, especially when the contractors will be properly compensated for their emergency response and repair. Let me know if you have questions or comments on this information. Much thanks, Gordon Heinrichs. Thank you.
Thank you, Osana. And is that our only written comment today?
Yes, that is the only comment right now.
Thank you. Okay, I will close the public comment period. Mr. D'Azzo, do you feel, is there anything in that comment that you'd like to deal with now, or would you prefer to address that privately via email to Gordon?
I can answer that. It's yes, that is a cause for concern of a smaller diameter, but that The DR11 12 inch with an inside diameter of 10 inches would still provide us with over 1200 GPM of water. That's appropriate for what we need for our system. Currently we need anywhere from 400 to 1200 gallons per minute. Right now we would only use two well pumps, so 800 gallons per minute is what we would need. So what we don't have and by the way, it's not it's not steel in that area. It's a type of a concrete pipe and a type of ductile iron. And he's right about the C factor. 150 is very smooth. 100 is not as smooth. So the smaller diameter would still be comparable in hydraulic capacity. So yes, all of those concerns are done. That was a concern as far as procuring the pipe, because we were concerned that 8 inches was what was going to be available, which would have still worked, but I'm glad we were able to get the 12. So, yeah. But in a nutshell, the pipe that's specified now for this repair is sufficient for the hydraulic capacity we need from the San Simeon well fields.
Thank you, Mr. D'Anzo. Okay, so now coming back to the board. So we're now ready to consider debating our resolution. So any questions, comments, or viewpoints from the board? Looks to me like you're probably ready for a motion and vote. So we need to have a motion to adopt the, I do see a panelist. Yes, Mr. Carmel.
Thank you, President Hal. There are a couple of very minor additions I need to make to the resolution, which I did on the fly over the weekend. In the fifth recital, it reads now, pursuant to Public Contracts Code Section 22050, I would like to add Public Contracts Code Sections 20168 and 22050. And then in the first operative clause, I would like to add the following: now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Cambria Community Services District that pursuant to Public Contracts Code Section 20168, the public interest and necessity. So with those changes, the resolution is adequate.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Carmel. Osana, did you catch all of that? Do we need to go over it again? Are we okay? You're muted.
I will re-listen to the meeting and then write it. So it's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Osana. Mr. Carmel, I'll hear your hands. Any other commentary? Okay. So I will entertain a motion to adopt this resolution with appropriate verbiage. Don't everybody speak at once? Okay, I see. Okay, I'll go with Director Gray, I think.
It'll take a little time here. I move that the board adopt Resolution 56-2021, finding that emergency exists within the district and authorizing the general manager to execute a contract with Hartzell Construction and take other necessary actions for the emergency San Simeon Transmission Water Main Repair Project without a competitive solicitation of bids pursuant to Public Contracts Code Section 20168. And if any, do I need to note in the, with the, you know, with the resolution as updated in this meeting by our council?
Excellent. Thank you, Director Gray. That was a good point. Yeah. So as modified. Yeah, well, I believe Director Seidelli, is it possible you have a second?
That was a second.
Excellent. Very good. Is there any further debate on the matter? All right. Director Farmer, your hand is up.
Thank you, President Hal. No, I just want to briefly mention that at some point further down the road, obviously this is we're very, very fortunate to have this temporary remedy taking place with regard to this very serious problem that exists for the residents of this community. But at some point further down the road, in case people are curious, we will be having to address this in a more permanent fashion. And that will probably be an agenda item in the relative near future.
Thank you, Director Farmer, and a good reminder. So we'll definitely be sure that that comes up. So any further comments, debate? I think we're then ready for a vote. Let's see, Osana, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Director Gray, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye, thank you, Director Gray, aye. Director Steidel?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Steidel, aye. Director Farmer?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Farmer, aye. Vice President Dean?
Aye.
Thank you, Vice President Dean, aye. And President Howell?
Aye.
Thank you, President Howell, aye. 5 ayes for adopting Resolution 56-2021 with the update from District Council Tim Carmel. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, very much. I think we have no further bill. Oh, I can see several hands. So it'll start with us, Director Steidel, followed by Director Dean, or Vice President Dean.
Thank you, President. I just wanted to validate also that part of our presentation today indicated that the PCC section 22050 requires that after proceeding with an emergency project, the board will also need to review the emergency action at its next regularly scheduled meeting and at every meeting mm-hmm. thereafter until the action is terminated by a 4/5 vote. And so this will be coming back to the board on a regular basis for update, taking us all the way to whatever may even be a permanent action later on.
Good point. Thank you, Director Steidel. Very good point. Good for people to know that. Yes, Vice President Dean.
And to add on to what Director Steidel said, we will also be looking at budget adjustments later when the whole project is done and we know what the costs are. While I have the microphone, I want to echo everybody's comments or sentiments that Mr. D'Anzo and the rest of his staff, is, along with Mr. Weigold and our legal counsel, spent a lot of time in this holiday season working on coming up with a solution to this problem. And I want to commend them for all of the work that they have done and the actions that they are taking. They jumped right on it. They called us immediately to keep us informed the whole step of the way. And I really do appreciate all of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Dean. Director Farmer.
Yes, thank you, Vice President Dean, for your comments. I just want to perhaps request one thing from either President Howell or from Mr. D'Anzo or General Manager Weigold, that perhaps we should make a comment to the community with regard to, obviously we know, they now know what the district has done in one fashion or another to address this issue. Is there something that we need to either request from the community or say something encouraging to the community to let them know how they need to deal with this issue at their end? And that there's not really any, hopefully no real cause for alarm, but we need their assistance in one fashion or another.
Thank you, Director Farmer. That's a very good point. And let me jump in and then hand it over to GM Weigold for further. We do need to remind everyone that from now and probably for the next 2 weeks, hopefully less, but certainly probably for the next 2 weeks, that our town of approximately 6,000 people is going to be existing with one single water pump and one water main. So even though it's been raining and will probably continue to rain, it would be a very good idea for people to continue their good habits of conservation. This is not the time to start super watering your lawn or otherwise. So do keep the habits of conservation up, because we are during this 2 week period in a very, very dangerous position. And so we need to all take care. So having said that, GM Weigel, could you like to, any other thing you'd like to tell the folks at home, as it were, and as to how we should proceed?
President Howell, I think you summed it up really well there. We're really not asking the community to sacrifice even more. We're just asking to continue the conservation efforts that they're already doing. That's all.
Right. Thank you, Jim Weigel. So yes, so we continue our conservation efforts. And I think I can certainly speak for myself and for the board, and I hope for most of for our community as well, that we are in good hands. We have excellent staff. I feel confident. I don't lay awake at night worrying about whether we're going to have water. So we are all very fortunate to have such an excellent staff. Clear from the very everybody, just really excellent, fine workers. And on behalf of the board and the community, I wish to thank all of you for what you've done for us, keeping us safe and healthy. So thank you all. If there's no further business, I think we're ready to adjourn. Seeing none, okay. Again, thank you everybody for attending. It's nice to see you all today. And I look forward to seeing you all at our next regular meeting, which will be January 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? January 13th. So looking forward to that. And folks out there in the public, thank you so much for joining us and participating with us this morning or this afternoon. So thanks
and
again.
And Happy New Year, since there's a chance.
Happy New Year.
Despite, yes. Yeah, despite this item, Happy New Year. And thank you, Ray.
Exactly. Good point.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay. So we stand adjourned, and thank you to everybody.